Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, relationship coach and intuitive healer, Imuna Melanevins.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Danny Stefanetti. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I've been so looking forward
to that happening for a long time.
No, I wasn't going to say anything about that. I was laughing off the air, Mark, because normally I'm the one that makes the mistake with the names, but let me actually give it a try. Melanevins.
Yes.
Okay.
It together,
all right.
Too.
All right. Watch me do it wrong later. But anyway, so no, I was going to say I've been looking forward to this conversation because of this word, wholemate. Okay. Whole mate. Like, have you found your whole mate? And I know it sounds funny, but if I spell it for you, maybe it'll be more clear. It's W-H-O-L-E, mate. And let me tell you, the reason is not because I find the word funny. Actually, I find it very profound. And I've not found very many people that not only get that, but that share it right off the bat. So I'll tell you of an experience that I had that was very interesting, because I got to an event where I was asked to speak at an event, and it was going to be mainly women and mainly single women who were looking to date. And so I got there, and as I was mingling with some of the people that were there and some of the people that were displaying their wares and whatnot, and just kind of talking to people, I heard this a lot. Yeah, I'm looking for my other half. Well, I used to have a better half, and now, you know, I'm looking, you know, I want to be in a relationship, because it's like, you know, I'm just a half, you know, whatever. So it was a half. So when it got time to speak, I stood up in front of the crowd and I said, "How many of you ladies are looking for a man?" And they all screamed and yelled, raised their hands. And I said, "Okay, now how many of you women are looking for half a man?" And they kind of started to talk amongst each other and look at each other, and nobody raised their hand. And I said, "Then how come you're offering half a woman?" And then people like, "Oh." And then the conversation really started. And that was something that even as a kid, this is my better half. And it's like, what are you then? You know, and what were you before him or her? And what, you know, and what are you now? Like, when you go do this at work, do you bring half the man to work? Who wants to hire half a man at work? It's like, bring your wife then, you know, if you can't do the job, and we'll pay you two people as one. You know, I'm being silly now, but it was really something that I felt strongly about, and I never got the chance to develop the conversation because it's not my work, except my work is about, obviously, life changes and people becoming their whole self. So here's somebody who's dedicated her life to this work, and so I'm looking forward to having this conversation with Imuna Melanevins.
Yeah. I love it when you guys do it together.
Live music in, wait for this one, live music in the studio with Danny Stefanetti, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. Sitting here with Mark Leisure. I'm going to say the names I can say, you know, because I can. Now, Mark, other than that fun in the beginning we had.
So much fun. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. It's so important. And we've been exploring a lot more on relationships lately. But the thing that came to me while you were talking is, again,
how we don't realize how important our words are and how many phrases and affirmations and self-disparagement we use as normal and natural and don't realize how we're limiting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's going to be part of what we're going to hear about today.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, our guest inspired us to title the show Love That Lasts. She's a relationship coach, an intuitive healer, a sacred goddess, and keeper of wisdom and the sacred embodiment of love. She is Imuna Malinovitz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You were nodding so much during the monologue and all that, and then you started to say something just as we were coming back.
I just like love that story. And I mean, I think that's so poignant the way you put it right back to those women. Do you want a half of a man? Right? But yet that's what we've been fed. That's the fairy tale. Like you're going to meet your Prince Charming and you're going to sail into the sea. And it's not like that.
Wait, sail into the sea? I didn't know that part.
Well, you know, live happily ever after.
Okay, okay, all right.
Your dreams are going to come true. Your prince is going to ride up on his horse. And then you're just going to, life's going to be amazing. And I think we all look for that because that's the fairy tale we're told. And we get very distraught when it doesn't happen like that. You know, and that was my own experience. Like, are you kidding me? I'm a beautiful woman. I'm a smart woman. I'm an intelligent woman. Why am I having a hard time getting the kind of love that I really want? Right? So that was the question that drove me. And, you know, I've been studying this now for over 25 years because it was so important for myself to finally attract love that was nourishing, that was healing, and also have sex and sensuality that was nourishing and took me to deeper places than I could go on my own. I wanted that. And I kept being frustrated with what I was attracting. And it just felt like it was this elusive thing until I cracked the code on it, and it wasn't.
So before you crack the code, you're inspiring me to think about little girls and what they're taught.
Yeah, totally. We're taught. You know, we play house, right? We play Barbie, and there's Ken, and we've got our nice house. And I mean, I think it's hard as we're evolving. You know, we lived in a time before where women stayed in the house and raised kids and men went to work and provided. And it's just not like that anymore. You know, and I think for some people it's like that, but I think it's a smaller and smaller percentage. And more women have their own purpose. Men are opening their hearts. We have men staying home with children, right? Like we're evolving to be more whole, which includes our feminine and our masculine side. But yet all my life I grew up thinking I'm a little girl. I got to be good at being a girl. And yet there was this incredible power inside of me and purpose, and I kept pushing it away, thinking I had to do that if I wanted to get a good man.
Actually, when we were talking earlier, you were saying you were taking it to a whole other extreme, and I bet a lot of women do. You were pushing yourself down to, quote unquote, get a good man.
Yeah, you know, I was learning and studying. This is the thing that was so frustrating, and I think is frustrating for a lot of the people out there. It's not like I was just being blind to this. Like, I was reading every book, going to courses, learning about relationship dynamics. And the way I understood it at the time through my filters and through the conditioning of the world was, I need to get really in my feminine. Because the other problem we see is there's a lot of women that, because they get so in their purpose, they get more masculine and lose their femininity. Right? So I went to the whole other side. Oh, I'm going to get so feminine and so, you know, sensual and attract men
and
to me.
And a man's going to like me then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, and I would attract wonderful men, but these men would not be emotionally available. And I was like, this is so interesting. Like, because as I started studying about love and relationships, I knew, why am I attracting this? Because the key is, if you're attracting something and it is not what you want, there's something inside of you that's attracting it. And that's the good news, I think, because I can fix me. I can work on me. I can't work on people out there. But it takes being humble to look at those things, right?
So that actually plays to the every man I meet's not available kind of thing, too.
Totally. And I mean, I bust these myths all the time with my clients because they're not available or they're already taken. There's this. I remember one time I was doing a session with a client and she said that thought. She said, all the men are taken. There's not enough of them. And I said, you know, that's just a belief. But as long as you have that belief, I'm sure that's what you're experiencing. As soon as I said that, literally we were outside at a cafe. 50 men from a CrossFit class ran by with their shirts off. I was like, okay, point taken. Like, do you get it? Right? And the thing is, since I've been doing this work, I used to think that way too. But men come to do the work with me, and I feel their hearts, and I feel how deeply they want this love. But the key is we have not been taught at all how to have love in relationships. Like, I've learned from searching for 25 years. You know, it was a lot of learning, but it's so important. And that's why, to me, I'm like, how do we think we could just wing this stuff? Like, it doesn't work like that.
And conversely, not only were we not taught, but we were taught the opposite, because the first impressions are commercials and TV shows, right? And so men learn certain, you know, we're both learning, you know, love from the wrong perspective.
Exactly. Or learning sex from porn, or like, that's not really what it's about.
Yeah. Well, it is if you want to stop and start and have a camera up your face and all that stuff.
Right. For some people.
for 3 hours. And then that's the end of that. I don't know where that came from. I have friends.
Speak like you guys. There's another show waiting to happen here.
But maybe after the break. But actually, you were getting on to something about how you were in your feminine side and how you were attracting.
Yes. So the main point, again, after all of this work, doing all of these things, and I was sharing with you earlier too, I thought I had found that love, you know, and I was part of an incredible community, and I found this masculine man, and I was the feminine, and we were going to go do our purpose together, which is like the fairy tale. You know, it's even, I also don't like the word twin flame, and I can explain that too, but it's like the twin flame, now we're going to do our purpose together, and everything's going to be wonderful. Well, you know, and my community loved him. He was so masculine. But 3 days before my wedding, he broke up with me. I was humiliated.
Wait. 3 days before your wedding?
Yeah, after, like, everyone knew it was public. We'd had 3 engagement parties in 3 different cities. So I was devastated. But I'm so grateful now looking back, because what it was, like, I got to even watch. We were in a resort in Mexico. I still had my family and friends come. I had to say, we're not getting married, but we're already going to be at this resort. So, and then I had to watch weddings happen that would have, I thought, been mine.
Wow.
But I felt, you know what? That's not me, and that's not what I wanted, but I wanted the fairy tale of love. I wanted all the fun, and I wanted to finally be the girl that got the guy, and it's like I could breathe a breath of fresh air, and I felt like, oh, what's wrong? But now I can look back and go, oh, my God, there was so much more for me, and I had to do the journey to go deeper into that. So on that day, I just was like praying, you know, what is it? I just don't get this. Like, there has to be more, you know, praying to God, higher power. And my next relationship, I had a series of relationships.
Oh, wait, let's not talk about your next relationship yet, because that's a great story. And before we take a break, I do want to quote you, and I think you might want to make a meme out of this. You said just before the break, relating to this story and actually lots of others, quote, "It's a blessing that we don't get what we think we want." Mm. And so that's Imuna.
Thank you, yes.
And so we'll be back with more Imuna after this, along with a little later on, live music here in the studio with Danny Stefanetti, all on the Life Changes show after this.
Listen to these words. "He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased." It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and joining us, obviously, is Imuna Melinovitz.
Yeah.
Close. Relationship coach. Why do you keep laughing, Mark? enjoy. Laugh away. Actually, you mentioned a Jerry Maguire quote, Imuna, when we were talking earlier. I think it'd be interesting to talk about that now.
Yeah, right. I mean, remember watching that movie and then the most romantic scene where he comes to get her and he's like, "You complete me." And I remember at the time I was like, "Oh, that is so romantic. That's what I want." Right? Again, part of the fairy tale that we've been like spoon-fed. And now that makes me want to throw up. You know, you don't complete me. Like, I have to find myself. I complete myself. I'm whole. And I think that's the biggest problem, as you said in your story at the beginning. We're looking for someone to make us happy. Can you imagine the burden of energetic responsibility? Hi, I'm Imuna. Nice to meet you. Are you going to be the one that makes me happy for the rest of my life?
Oh, gosh. Cringing already.
Right? And we wonder, I don't know why he just doesn't want this. Well, come on. There's a whole loaded energetic, like, responsible thing that he can't do.
You know,
right?
It'd be fun to go back to some of these movies and redo the language.
Yeah, what would he say? I'm complete.
You are codependent bliss or something.
No. Yeah, what would you? I think he would say,
"I'm complete.
I've
complete.
Realized how whole I am, and I love everything about you, and I would like to walk this path of life with you as my partner, co-pilot."
Wow.
Right? But I know that you can't make me happy, and I'm willing to find my happiness.
Wow.
And then find the things that we can do together to build that happiness, right? It's way different.
You know, Imuna, I once wrote a blog, come to think of it. I just remembered as we're talking, and I took something, a piece of paper, actually. Take a piece of paper and tear it in half. If you tape it back together, two halves make a whole. There's no magic to that. But take two pieces of paper and make that one whole paper out of two pieces of paper. Now
right.
That's magic.
Mm. Yeah.
So to me, this is what you're inspiring in me. And actually, I'd like to go back to the masculine feminine thing that you started to talk about.
Yeah. So what happened again? So after that relationship, you know, I'd studied this religiously and all of this. So then I attracted another great guy and we were working on a purpose together. I have land in Costa Rica that I'm looking to build a retreat center on one day soon. And so I was so excited because it fed that, like, he's going to help me do this part and I'm going to do
your
the feminine
partner.
Part, my partner.
Yeah.
Right. And so then this one day we had a meeting with the people in Costa Rica, and he was like, "I'm not going to be able to be on it." He was upset at me for something. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, I need you to be on the meeting." "No, I'm not going to be on it." So that fed into my issues of, "Oh, men are not there for me. They abandoned me," right? But it was getting triggered. And so I was like, "Wow, well, I will just show up and do it myself." So I get on the call with these guys, and they are just all over the place. And all of a sudden, my own purpose, my masculine, had an opportunity to rise up. And it was incredible. Like, my masculine was just like, this is what's going to happen, and you're going to get this done here. Are we understanding? Like, I just held the order. And I left that conversation going, wow, my masculine is incredible. And I have been ignoring it, mm-hmm. pushing it aside, mm-hmm. denying it, because I can't show my masculine if I want to attract a masculine man to me. And I realized that just as much as I was pushing down my masculine was why I was attracting men that were pushing away their feminine, their emotions. And it ding, 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 right? And the most awesome part of it, the next day was Valentine's Day. And I decided I was going to heal my masculine and feminine. And I did this whole, like, I, because my masculine was so amazing and impressive to me, the way I would want a man to show up, mm-hmm. I was like, well, my feminine is going to reward the masculine. So I danced for my masculine. I massaged my masculine. I did all these things of what I would want, right, to receive, or what I was waiting to give this man that would show up. Mm. I finally gave it to myself. And then I listened to love songs that day, and I had the masculine was singing to my feminine, the feminine to the masculine. And you know what? It's the best Valentine's I've ever had, because I gave myself everything I wanted. And now to this day, when I, even now I have a Valentine, I always give to myself. And then anything anybody does for me is just icing on the cake. So I learned in that moment that I was pushing parts of myself away because I thought that's what I had to do to get a partner. So I'm very passionate about teaching us to be whole. Women who are powerful, you don't lose your power, but you learn to understand your masculine and feminine energy and when it's time to turn on your feminine, when it's time to turn on your masculine. And in a relationship, if you could play with those polarities and those energies, that's when it becomes hot and you can have passion. But we have to understand how those energies work, not suppress one.
You know, you helped me understand something when we were talking on the phone. You said not everyone is looking for epic love. And I thought, wow, I never really looked at it that way. And you even said the rest of the line was something like, some people are just looking for someone to lie next to.
Yeah.
And that's enough for them.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, because I look at some people and say, I don't get it. I mean, why are you these two together? But I'm looking from what I want.
Yes.
Or what I expect. And so you, so somebody listening to your story might say, well, she doesn't need anybody. And technically you don't, but you wanted somebody.
Yes. And so, like, what I got really clear, and I have a boyfriend now, I've had him for 3.5 years. He's amazing and incredible, but he lets me be me. Like, we each have our own places, but we spend a lot of time together. And when we spend time together, we're really together. Like, we're really present. We don't take it for granted. And I think that happens when people live together. But again, everyone has to design what's right for them. But in me, what I realized, I don't need someone to take care of me. Sure, it would be nice. There's the fairy tale. Like, yeah, I'd love to not have to work again. But it's not my destiny. I'm here to learn to be whole in myself. And that includes making money, being in my purpose, and expressing these parts of myself. But what I can't give myself and what I was looking for in a partner was the kind of connection, the kind of intimacy, the kind of sacred sexuality and connection that I can't give myself. I can only experience that with another person who's willing to meet me in that place and be that vulnerable and be that open and hold that masculine pull for my feminine pull. And when I realized that, you know, and was able to share with my boyfriend, because I think sometimes, you know, as men want to know, well, it's hard with women being so independent, right? Well, what do you need me for? What can I give to you? And I think this is how we're evolving. I don't need you, but I choose you. I love spending time with you. These are the things I want to grow and nurture with you. But that's where we have to put attention to that instead of ticking off our list of, well, I did this, what are you going to do? Like, that does not create love that lasts, passion that lasts, connection. No, right? So we have to learn as we've evolved to kind of redefine relationships. And again, it's not for everyone. Some people are perfectly happy where they're at. But I know there's people like me who were like, there has to be more. Come on, like this, you know, there's more. And I want that.
So you help women and men
yes.
find that. You work with couples and of course, singles. Do you do groups as well?
Yeah, I do groups
and I don't
and
mean
retreats.
Like groups that are together, but retreats, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I do private sessions. I have a men's circle. I have a women's circle. And then
what
do
you
I
talk
do
about
retreats.
In the men's circle?
So I do this incredible, I hold a space for men to come together and have a men's circle, but led by me as a woman, so that they get to hear and learn from an evolved woman about women. They get their questions answered. And most importantly, I hold space for their feminine part to be nourished and held because I know how I pushed away my masculine. And I think men are in a really difficult time these days that the divine feminine is rising, all of these things, the Me Too era, there's a lot of stuff. And I feel like men are doing their best and we need spaces to hold space for them to be able to evolve in these ways, to learn these things, to open up a forum, to be able to talk. And the men that come to my group are like, this is the most incredible thing. Mm. And there's something so different because I'm holding it as a woman, as a feminine energy. But again, with so much compassion and love, and we touched on this earlier too, it's not, I don't want anyone to feel ashamed or they're doing it wrong. We just have not put energy into this part of our life. And I have because it was so important to me. And I realize now it's my purpose. It's why I'm here on this earth to bring these things in. But I want to create safe spaces for people to have these conversations, to heal their heart, to learn about what sacred sexuality can be, and to balance their own masculine and feminine. Mm. Right? So they can be in alignment and then attract great love.
We need another word. Like, it's always masculine or feminine. It's like fasculine or something. We have to figure it out. But we need to, needs to be a whole new identifier, I think.
Interesting. And the shame part, we actually talked about in the studio during the break, so people didn't hear, because I was saying to you during the break, there isn't a shaming in what I hear in your words and in your work about we did it wrong back then.
Yeah, we did the best we knew how to do. But yeah, let's look at the divorce rates. Let's look at the unhappy people. Let's look at the people that are married but not really happy. Mm-hmm. And that takes a toll on us. Like, it takes a toll on our kids, how we raise them. It takes a toll on how we show up at work. It takes a toll on us. If our relationships aren't working, we're miserable. Now, if they're working, we are awesome, right? When you fall in love, you're like, woo, life is great. I could attract everything to me. So I want to help people create that consciously. And I know it's possible because I've done it and I've helped many, many clients do it. But again, we need to say, oh, there is something to learn. Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not bad or wrong, you know, for doing it wrong. I just need to learn, mm-hmm. right? And this is what I teach people. And I do it through incredible retreats, classes, experiences, and private coaching. So it's one-on-one for them.
When we come back, we'll talk about one of the retreats. But, you know, interestingly, Mark, it just feels like almost every show we have, it should be a kids class, like finding how to teach kids this stuff.
Absolutely.
In school, instead of dealing with it when we're all older.
Well, you know what is so cool? I've been substitute teaching this last year because I have my degree in teaching. And I would teach the lessons that the teachers left. But then I would play these connection games and start to talk to the students. I had kindergarten through 12th grade. And, of course, appropriate to their level. But everyone wants connection. And I've been teaching them how to have it, and they love me. They're like, you're the best sub ever. And I'm like, God, we're starving, all of us, for connection.
Instead of here, write Valentine's Day cards for everybody in the class. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, the whole other show. All right, if you want to learn more about Emuna Milinovic, go to sacredlovethatlasts.com. And we'll talk a little bit more with her when we come back. And then joining us in the studio will be Dorothy for our Ask Dorothy segment in this next segment coming up. And then a little later on, Danny Stefanetti live here in the studio on the Life Changes Show, all after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Imuna. But before we get into our final segment of that conversation, I want to mention that over the past 10 years, you've heard us interviewing some fascinating guests like tonight and introducing some great musicians like tonight. During that time, many of you have let us know how much you have appreciated what we do and have asked how you could help support the show. And we've never responded or we've never asked for anything. But now we are set up to do something very exciting and we are ready to accept your support. So for the past year or so, we have been developing a new Life Changes show. We call it Life Changes Live. This format is truly a show like you've never felt before. It's a mixed reality. And let me explain that. Mixed reality combines all the elements of our radio show. We'll still have authentically life-changing guests and live musicians. But the new show introduces new segments and will be filmed in front of a live studio audience. And the best part is that the show will be shot in a 360 immersive virtual reality dome with visuals and landscape soundscapes like you've never experienced before because the technology wasn't available and will be streamed in virtual reality all over the world. We invite you now to be part of something truly groundbreaking on many levels, and we are asking for your support in making Life Changes Live a reality. Co-create this show with us, break ground with us, and be part of something new, fun, and positively life-changing. Go to lifechangesshow.com and click on the Patreon link to support The Life Changes Show. That's lifechangesshow.com. Thank you. And with that, Imuna, I've so enjoyed connecting in this way with you and feeling like there is hope, more hope, more understanding about relationships and masculinity and femininity or what'd you call it, Mark?
Fasculinity.
Yeah,
we'll work on it.
So towards more of that, actually, we want to thank Victoria Simoneau.
Yes.
Who introduced us, and she's in Bali, and you're going to be joining her for a workshop.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm getting ready to spend 5 weeks in Bali, but part of that time is I'm leading a retreat called Awakening the Priestess. It's for women, and it's for women who are wanting this kind of love and are ready to get whole and awakened and feel their full power. And I'm talking about their conscious connected power, awaken their heart, and awaken their sex energy in a sacred way and align all of that energy, heal their masculine and feminine, and then we're going to call in from that alignment what they want to create in their life, whether it's love, purpose. But the point is, they're there to awaken their full self, and I feel like Bali is the land to do it, in the sacred land of gods and goddesses, honoring the sacred. And yeah, my friend Victoria, who I lived with, incredible, beautiful woman, she lives in Bali. So she's helped create the most incredible retreat itinerary, so people will get to really experience Bali and also have this deep inner transformation. And I truly believe that we're called to certain sites and lands on our earth that have a medicine and a potency. And I believe Bali has a medicine for us. And so the women that come to this are going to be ready to fully own their power and from that place attract their partner, whatever's next for them, but from that alignment.
So people can learn more about it at sacredlove.com. SacredLoveThatLasts.com. And actually there they can also get what?
Yeah, so at SacredLoveThatLasts.com you can see the retreat, as well as I have a three-part video series called The Secrets or Keys to Hot Love That Lasts. And so that way, that's something that if this conversation was interesting to you, you can get this and watch it yourself. You can watch it with a partner if you're in a relationship, and it will help you have like the space to say, hey, are you interested in exploring something more? And there's also, yeah, all kinds of information on my site there, sacredlovethatlasts.com, and people can connect with me through that as well if they want to reach out and have a consultation and see how I can help them have this love.
Emuna, I'm sad that this part of the show is ending, because I'm really enjoying the conversation. And I'm sad that it took me this long to finally know how to say your name. But but it's here, ladies and gentlemen. Please help me thank Emuna. Oh, I thought I knew. Milinovitz.
Oh, I love that. I mean, come on. With these two guys, and they get it every time together. I think that's my hidden desire. I wanted that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And with that, our executive producer is here for our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Joseph and I live in Los Angeles. My wife and I listen to the Life Changes show quite often and have heard you and the others speak of the Recalibration Workshop. When I shared with my wife that I was interested in attending the weekend, she said she would be interested too if we don't have to personally share our feelings with the others in attendance. If we do have to share, then I believe it would be better to attend separately, and so does my wife. If we don't have to share, then we would want to do it together. What do you advise?
Dear Joseph, during the two-day recalibration intensive workshop, the attendees do share in the breakout sessions guided by one of the co-facilitators. You and your wife can be in different groups, so you could both easily share what the course brings up for you. Also, there is a one-day workshop that requires no sharing, and this might be another option for the two of you. What's important for me right now is to encourage you both to examine what it is that neither of you want to share with one another in the most loving and positive way. It's so important that we don't have secrets, because secrets have a way of hurting us no matter how long we successfully hide from them. Transparency and open and honest communication is vital to a loving and mutually beneficial relationship. After either workshop, you can choose to schedule private sessions with one of us to assist you in discovering what will bring you to a better understanding of what a loving relationship looks like.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And with that, we are going to take a quick break. And joining us in the studio will be Danny Stefanetti here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and I'm sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Imuna. And joining us in the studio is a woman who is now LA-based, but she comes to Los Angeles after winning the Music Oz competition in Australia. She's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Welcome to the show, Dani Stefanetti.
Hey, how's it going? You said my name right.
Well, with a name like Filippo Voltaggio, if I can't say your name, then we're all in trouble. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you for having me.
And well,
great to finally be here.
It's a pleasure. And this is your first radio appearance in Los Angeles since you've officially moved here.
It is.
That's very exciting.
I think it's actually my first in the whole of the U.S. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, even more special.
Yeah, it's a debut.
it is a debut. Can I just say, I know in Australia you don't have an accent, but here we call that an accent and I love it.
I just feel like you guys are the ones with the accent.
Right.
Because I hear the Nashville one and the Southern and the Texas. I mean, that's totally different to everyone. It's cool. I love listening to it, but I need to slow down.
do you like our accent?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
beautiful.
Good.
I hope you like mine.
I love it. Love it. And I hope you don't lose it. I hope you
My
use
friends
it.
Will kill me if I do that.
And we should probably mention that you were introduced to us by Pinar Toprak. So
yeah, she's thank an inspiration.
You, a thank you to her. Yes, she is. And we look forward to having her on the show and getting to talk about her. But in the meantime, you are inspired by some very amazing things for a rock and roll star that you are.
Yeah, I've been in the country music industry in Australia and Nashville, and a lot of my influences are blues and rock and roll, from Jimi Hendrix to Janis Joplin to Stevie Ray to, you know, James Taylor and the singer-songwriters of their time. Mostly every musician that died at 27 is pretty much my inspiration to write songs.
Yeah. And we should probably mention Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah, of course. Love his guitar playing.
Well, only because he was also, I mean, I
He's
saw
Aussie
the...
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw the video and all that good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you did? The one in the rain? Yep.
Yeah, with you and him. What is Music Oz?
Music Oz is the Australian Independent Music Awards, and it was held at the Sydney Opera House, and I won Spiritual Song of the Year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was getting. So you mentioned the musical influences, but there is some spiritual influence in your music.
For sure. And definitely when I first started, that was a big part. I was writing a lot of gospel songs because country kind of goes there sometimes. I was brought up in a Christian household. My mum taught Bible study as a volunteer at schools, and my parents have been together 34 years, married. So I had a great role models growing up, and then I kind of did my own thing. I was a worship leader at the church, and I dropped out of school when I was 17. Wasn't a rebel. I just wanted to I wanted to play rock and roll. I knew I wanted to be a guitarist. There was nothing else I wanted to do.
I wasn't a rebel. I just wanted to play rock and roll.
I just remember my dad was a little upset. And
there's a meme.
And I think my teachers were like, okay, if you will.
You know, interestingly enough, we were talking about this earlier where you said, except for the sex and drugs part, the rock and roll was what's important for you. So I thought, you know, instead of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you could say love, God, and rock and roll.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then with that in mind, actually, we have a song we're going to hear.
Okay.
And this is inspired by?
Well, it's a song called We Are Each Other's Light. And I just want to bring more positivity back into the arts. And I meet a lot of people at different journeys in their life. And it's beautiful to see what's happening in LA and that there's more positivity and light coming back into contemporary music. Because I think the fans are finally, for the first time, because of social media, picking who they want to listen to. So I think that's
a
big change. Yeah.
Hear, hear.
And that's kind of what this song's about. It's about just being accepting of everyone and what journey they're at and not judging each other.
Nice. Well, here is Danny Stefanetti singing We Are Each Other's Light live here on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
We all dance in the same language. You and I were born to love. When the night it shimmers and the day it glows, hold the one you love so close. 'Cause we are only human, we all make mistakes. We all look to someone to be our saving grace. If we could just let go of always being right, we would realize each other's life. May wake up or hoping to make it through the day, running round in circles to get to the same place. There's a fire that keeps on burning, a dream that's still alive, and we all come together, just you and I, 'cause we are only human. We all make mistakes. We all look to someone to be our saving grace. If we could just let go of always being right, we would realize we are each other's light. We are each other's light. We are only human, we all make mistakes. We all look to someone to be our saving grace. If we could just let go of always being right, if we could just put all our differences aside, we are each other's light. Oh, we are each other's light.
Danny Stefanetti. Wow, that was so beautiful. Wow, like everybody in the studio is applauding in there, right? Wow.
Wow.
You know, first of all, I was going to say you had me at, but if I have to be honest, you had me when you walked into the studio earlier today. That was,
in my sparkles?
Yes, in your sparkling personality, but for those who, you'll have to see the pictures that we'll take and post later, but she's completely sparkling in gold. But you had me when your song started at We All Dance in the Same Language. Wow. I never thought of that.
I didn't think of it either. I don't even read books. Literally, that's why I feel like songwriting, and we all have a gift that's given from the creator, because like, I literally am not the most intelligent person. And I don't feel like the songs come from me. It's just weird. I'm literally a vessel.
Okay. I mean, come on. Let's not leave it there. You're an amazing person, and for you to be this vessel of music, then you have to have what it takes to be able to bring it forward. So if you know, the God that you believe in obviously believes in you. So please believe in yourself as well.
Yeah, a lot of practice, a lot of I've been mentored by a lot of cool, like, musicians. I've done a lot of tours, and I'm grateful for that. So,
well, very good. Well, yeah, obviously, cool. there is reason for that. And and so, let us be each other's light. You are sharing your light with us. Please accept as we share with you. This is interesting to me, because you also are considering at some point after enduring your music career, mm-hmm. of being a worship pastor.
worship leader, yeah.
Or worship leader.
As well. Yeah, I would love to, because I've been since I was 17, and so it's been quite a few years now, in the secular world, performing my originals, pop, rock, blues. Mm-hmm. I've always one day dreamt of kind of releasing a crossover album, kind of like Jackie Velasquez or Bethany Dillon. I don't know, they're quite big in America. Amy Grant.
Amy Grant, yes.
Yeah, okay. But like a rockier version, you know? So I don't know, I would love to lead a church and create songs in that vein. Kind of because I've been doing pop for so long, but I love doing both.
Well, it sounds like you're on your way with songs like We Are Each Other's Light. If you want to know more about Danny, go to DannyStefanetti.com. And Danny is D-A-N-N-I, Stefanetti, STEFANETTI.com. This next song has an interesting title based on the fact that we've been talking about being a whole person. It was interesting to have you say that the second song you were going to sing was You Make Me Beautiful, but then you explained it in a very interesting way.
Yeah, so I had a manager in, he wasn't my manager, a gentleman, he said, he wrote to me on text, he said, we need to shop a few songs to Kelly Clarkson for her next album. So I basically had one day to come up with something, and all they said was they want it positive and inspirational and uplifting. That's all I had.
And you said right up my alley.
So this song came out in a few minutes, and I voice memoed it and sent it over. And then it was one of those songs where I kind of was like, oh, actually, I want to sing this one.
Nice.
And it's kind of, it could be about a father and daughter relationship, or it could just be about, like you were saying, the relationship, finding yourself and loving who you are before you kind of commit to finding a partner. Because sometimes, you know, we need to go through that process.
Very nice, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing it that way. Well, here is Danny Stefanetti performing You Make Me Beautiful live here on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo for the first time ever.
Yep. First time ever.
And I look to you when I need inspiration. There I said it, I'm inspired by you. And you speak the truth into my situation. The world is so colorful and wonderful in the presence of you. You think I'm beautiful just the way that I am. Yeah, we're unbreakable. You got this world in your hand. Oh, I think you're beautiful just the way that you are. Yeah, we're unstoppable. Cause honey, we've come this far. I lean on you, you're taking a new heights. You're the sunshine that never leaves me on those dark, hateful nights. You speak the truth, only the truth, in my situation. The world is so colorful, wonderful, in the presence of you. You're beautiful just the way that you are. Yeah, we're unbreakable. Cause honey, we've come this far. Oh no. Oh no. I look to you when I need inspiration. There I said it, I'm inspired by you.
Danny Stefanetti. That is awesome. Look at the crowd.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I think when I was doing my Valentine's little, date with myself, I envisioned singing that. My masculine singing to myself, right? The wholeness, right?
Beautiful.
Well, if you want it to be picked up, may it be picked up by whomever you want it. But I would love to see, like Ibuna just said, lots of girls singing that about themselves.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, but you can write.
Thank you.
And you can sing. You can play. I mean, you and what a delight it is to have you here.
Thank you. I'm blessed to be here. It's just like awesome. Oh, look at you in the studio. I just love a little face.
So Danny Stefanetti, you can find out more about her at Danny, DannyStefanetti.com. It's an Italian name.
Very Italian.
You're telling me there are Italians in Australia?
Well, my dad's side's Italian, so I've got a nonno and nonna.
Aww.
And they were born there. Yeah. Aww. And that's probably why I'm so short and I've got a big nose.
Oh, stop. Actually, my Italian
Sorry,
friends...
Sorry, I like making fun of myself.
My Italian friends from Australia would say, we are Italians in Australia, but I'm just having so much fun talking to you. I don't want it to end. This is so great.
You've got Italian in you as well, though.
Yeah, actually. 100%.
We're both wogs.
I look forward to seeing you all kinds of places. I look forward
Hopefully
to...
Hopefully you'll be seeing me at a show in LA soon.
Exactly, because you'll let us know.
Yes, I
will. And then we'll get to post it and share.
Oh, thank you.
And looking forward to hearing your music all over. I wish you the best. We all do.
I was thinking the same. I'm going to go, I was in the studio with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Americans, I love them. They're so encouraging.
And with that, thank you again, Danny,
for
being here
Cheers.
With us, Danny Stefanetti, and thank you, Imuna. What a pleasure! What a great conversation!
Pleasure.
How great was all of this? And so much of it also thanks to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
And on behalf of our executive producer Dorothy Lee Donahue and our producer Mark Legere, I am your host Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.